It is one local woman's mission is to join the Century Club that sees horse and rider ages combined to reach 100 during a celebration ride. Mary Jago and her horse Tazeco will hit this milestone in 2023 and ride a level 3 dressage freestyle routine during a horse show at the Agriplex in Prince George in June to earn the esteemed title of Century Rider as designated by the Dressage Foundation. It is a North American honor that is bestowed upon the team of horse and rider. Mary is 79 years old and Taz will turn 21 early next year. Preparation is already taking place as Mary creates the choreography that goes into the freestyle routine that a dressage judge will adjudicate on their big day. Mary's love of horses started early on in her life. Mary's dad, Harold McDonough, was a horse whisperer, Mary said, and once a horse was broken by dad. Daughter Mary as early as 4 years old would climb upon its back and round they'd go on the lunge rope until that horse could be ridden by pretty much anyone. So I've been around horses a long time, Mary said with a smile. Horses were such a big part of her life that when husband Charles proposed to Mary at Niagara Falls, there was a caveat attached. Yes, I will marry you, but only if you promise to buy me a horse, Mary said to Charles in response to his proposal, a smile on her face at the recollection. Mary became a nurse specializing as an enterostomal therapist and when they moved to Prince George in 1995 as Mary supported her husband, Charles, on his career path that led to his becoming the president of the University of Northern BC. That busy life didn't allow for her hobby to flourish until she retired at 55 years old. I told Charles he was not a man of his word, where is my horse? I asked him, Mary said with mischief in her voice. And so began the rekindling of a beloved pastime. She started to take lessons and a couple of years later Decadence, a dark bay thoroughbred, became her horse. Unfortunately, he passed away when he was 17 years old and the next horse that came into her life was 5-year-old Tazeco, a multi-championship winning trecaner gelding Mary has had since August 13, 2007. They've been through thick and thin, Mary said. The form of communication between horse and rider in dressage is so intricate, Mary said. You're just constantly learning and it's always a challenge, both mentally and physically, to excel in that sport. I'm lucky because my horse is very athletic and very talented. Mary and Taz have entered many shows during their time together with great success. Mary gives credit to Prince George trainer Jody Kennedy and Lower Mainland coach Wendy Kristoff, who suggested Mary and Taz become members of the Century Club. Taz and Mary's last show will be the Century Club ride right here in Prince George. For the Dressage Level 3 routine set to music, there is a list of compulsory movements that must be performed during the test. So I have to organize those movements set to music, Mary said. But there is a set of rules on what you have to do for a third level freestyle. Because I broke my back a few years ago, yes, she was thrown from a horse, and I have a compression fracture. I am not able to do a sitting trot and I must do the rising trot and I can do that through a special program. It's a master's test of choice program that allows for accommodations to be made for those who are 60 years and older to adapt their ride to provide allowances if there are barriers that prevent them from riding by usual dressage standards, Mary explained. Mary will do a rising trot and use two hands on the reins during her routine to help her be successful. I am so grateful to have this opportunity. Mind you, it hasn't happened yet, but we're certainly hoping to be healthy enough to become Century Club members, Mary said about her and Taz. We'll all keep our fingers crossed they both stay healthy enough to do this in June of 2023. It's just a beautiful thing to watch. Husband Charles said about his beloved wife, Mary, on horseback. The Citizen will follow up with Mary as it gets closer to the date and be sure to report on the success of the duo as they take on this rare adventure.